Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Hadid. Primarily, there's just one narrative which is reported in this regard. However, it has two different chains of narration. One of these is found in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidi's Tafsir, and the other one is found in Salwi's Tafsir. Both of these narratives are reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b anhu, from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The text of this narrative as found in Al-Wasit is the one which I'm going to read out before you. The words are, Man qara surat al-hadid, kutiba min al-lazina amanu billahi wa rasulihi. Which means that a person who recites Surah Hadid, he should be regarded among those people who believed in God and who believed in his prophets. So therefore, this is what this narrative says, and I'd like to point out the fact that Hafiz ibn Hajar has said that this narrative is absolutely concocted, it has no basis, it is fabricated. And perhaps the reason for this is the existence of two very weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Hafiz, by Abu Hatim. And the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following information to give us in his kitab, in his book, Tahzib al-Kamal. Thus, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's laysa bishay, and at another place, Yahya says that he is za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says that he's laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's gharu siqa. And Abu Zura and Abu Hatim regard him to be Zarif, Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he is matruk, he's been abandoned. And Imam Nasai also says at another place that he is laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu al-Qasim al-Bughwi says Zariful hadith chittan, that he's extremely weak in matters of hadith. And Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash also says about him that he's a kazzab, that he's a great liar. The narrative which is found in Salbi's Tafsir also contains both these two narrators, and so therefore there is no reason that on the basis of this very information we regard that narrative to be concocted as well. All in all, we can say that this narrative has absolutely no basis, and as far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, the best way to do that is to read that surah with a good translation, instead of blindly reading a surah without understanding what it says to us, without understanding its message to us. We must deliberate on that surah. We must reflect on the contents of that surah, and we must try to act upon the message of that surah, and also communicate that message to others. And as far as such narratives are concerned, which are regarded to be absolutely concocted by our hadith authorities, they should be totally disregarded. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.